Well, this is the English programme broadcasting live. Your comments, as always, we always love to hear from you, whatever you have to say, even if it is a criticism, and we do get them quite a lot. Don't be below. I'm happy, you know, whether it's the sort of famous one I got a few years ago, where they criticised my American accent. I don't think I was deliberately doing an American accent, but I was told I had an awful American accent. So I don't know. I'm not too sure what that. I don't think I was trying to have an American accent. Not that I think there's anything wrong with having one for a start, but nonetheless, I was criticised for it, or maybe I was criticised for the lack of it. But I think it's because I had one. It's a very, very bizarre sort of bit of criticism. Well, whether it's that or whatever, I'm quite happy. You write in, but do your best. Try and make these things constructive if you can. Try and make your criticism, you know, Steve, don't say, Steve, we hate your voice. Because what can I do about that? It's got to be, Steve, when you said such a thing wasn't very good, how about doing this way or improving on it that way? I'm quite happy for those kinds of bits of criticism, but if you just write in and complain and there's nothing I can do about it, well, what's the point? So we're always happy for you to write in. And of course, another famous one was the Aesop one, when someone wrote in, a regular listener, I believe, to say it wasn't so much a complaint, but it was, you know, well done, Steve, for doing these Aesop broadcasts. This is from someone listening in San Francisco. Thanks for doing these, but can you put more emotion into your readings? Now, in an email, it's not always possible to tell if that is criticism or sarcasm or what. So maybe it was sarcasm because I was doing too much. I was being too emotional. Or maybe it's because I was reading it like this. There was once a cat called Jeremy. But I don't think so. I think I normally, when I read Aesop and things, I'm normally quite jolly, I believe. So, who knows? Anyway, we're broadcasting live, so you can write in, say, Steve, blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you want to. You don't have to, of course. But you can contact us, as always, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. You can go to our Audio Boo, where lots of our programs that are under 5 minutes can be found. And the best way is audioboo.fm/English Radio. You can follow us on Twitter and then leave a message. You just have to mention us. You have to do @@English Radio, and then your message, and then we get it. Or go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com, and we have a thingy. what's it called, Pilar? A thingy? No? No? What's it called? Oh, a link. Yes. Oh, dear. I'm forgetting all my terminology today. So we have a link which takes you straight to our Facebook page, and you can interact, if you want to, with our other listeners. Yes, it's all very interactive here on the English programme. Well, anyway, we've been going for 8 minutes, 22 seconds, 23 seconds, blah, blah, blah. What's a long time for me to speak. I've got my England 2006 cup here with a nice cup of, well, whatever, tea inside, a nice amount of tea, which I'm going to drink now.